Radio 1.
Unser musikalischer Gast heute, der kommt aus dem fernen Australien, aber lebt schon seit ein paar Jahren in Berlin. Und er ist ein Geschichtenerzähler, der die Absurditäten des Lebens in Poesie und Musik gießt, die wiederum eine sehr, sehr schöne und besondere Mischung aus Folk, Psychedelia und verführerischem und schwelgerischem Pop ist. Vor kurzem ist sein neues Album Begin Again Again erschienen und wir freuen uns sehr, dass er heute Abend bei uns ist, Jay Mahon. Welcome. Good to have you here for the very first time at Radio 1. Is this the first time? Although you live in Berlin for a while already.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you very much for inviting me.
It's a pleasure.
I moved here at the end of 2019. Right before the pandemic.
Yeah, so, okay, ready for the pandemic.
It was a really cool time to move from the other side of the world to somewhere I'd never been before. So
what brought you here? What was the decision to come to Berlin from Australia?
When I was living in Australia, I was always doing tours in the UK. And then basically I'd met someone and they were based in Berlin and, you know, they were like, hey, you should come to Berlin and see what you think. And then I just basically came here for a week and then I went back home to do a tour there and then I just came back. I was like, I'm moving. And then I just did it. So
okay.
Now here we are.
Ja, also so. 2019 ist er hergekommen, wie gesagt, aus Australien, aus einem, ich glaube, es ist wirklich ganz weit im Norden, Far North, Queensland, da kommt er her. Und ist schon viel getourt, also viel auch in England. Und dann hat er jemanden kennengelernt und hat er Leute kennengelernt und los, kommen doch nach Berlin und so. Dann war er für eine Woche hier, dann ist er wieder zurückgeflogen und dann, wie es so ist, kam er wieder und ist geblieben, weil da kam dann auch diese Pandemie. Is it true that you during the pandemic wrote more than 200 songs?
So yeah, I think, well, I mean, I know I'm up to around 810 songs right
810?
Now. Yeah.
Okay.
I already have like the next like few releases finished and ready
okay.
to go.
No, I mean during the pandemic.
Yeah, that was around 250. Yeah.
So this damned pandemic, it's good for something. Was the time more like an escape or a breakthrough creativity?
I honestly felt like leading up to that, there was kind of this like race that I had in my head of like feeling like I was like running out of time or something. And then when the pandemic happened, it really felt like everyone was kind of just put on the same level in a way, you know? So I think a lot of that was very calming in a sense, and like, you know, every day, like that's kind of like what I did. I mean, I still do that as well. I've been doing that for years.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
So I guess when the pandemic happened, I just maybe had less of a reason to feel guilty about doing that, living that
okay,
kind of life.
Interesting, yeah. Also ich habe irgendwie gelesen, es waren dann doch nicht 200, sondern 110, bis wenn ich das richtig verstanden habe, dass er während der Pandemie so viele Songs geschrieben hat und er sagt, eigentlich ist es ja das, was er tut. Und also diese in dieser Geschwindigkeit, beziehungsweise mit diesem Output, mit diesem großen Output Songs zu schreiben. Und er hatte während der Pandemie, also war, wie wir uns ja alle erinnern, also alles war, ne, sehr ruhig und er hatte keine Entschuldigung mehr, das zu tun, was er sowieso tut, nämlich kreativ zu sein. Und das ist dann eben auch passiert. You have this wonderful, this beautiful playlists on Spotify, except your own. Songs for Life, More Songs for Life, Songs for Traveling or something like that. And I found that very interesting because yeah, very old and also new songs from Neil Diamond to Steely Dan or Leo Sayer even.
Yeah, yeah.
And Daniel Johnston.
I love Daniel Johnston,
Me too. Also, und okay. Also Sufjan Stevens, Elliot Smith, Magnetic Fields und so. Also es gibt diese wunderbaren Playlists, die er bei Spotify hat, wo er immer Songs reintut, die ihm was bedeuten oder bedeutet haben. So is that kind of music or those songs you put in that list, that music that shaped you or over the years? As
yeah, for sure. I think, yeah, more now than ever. Like, I really, you know, I love Sparkle Horse and Daniel Johnston.
All died
today. Really, you know, really changed my life. And these are artists that, you know, kind of really up until recently, you know, they've both passed away now, but their body of work is like timeless in a way, and they were just doing what they were doing, you know. I could get emotional thinking about it because it's, I think for a long time, like, for example, like I was, you know, when I was still using or drinking, like I really had this idea in my head where I was like, you know, you really have to be in like a negative mindset and you really got to do this to create art. Meanwhile, there are these people that, you know, they're just doing it to do it. And that's like what it is, you know. I think it's a really beautiful thing. And like being alive is a really beautiful thing.
It is, so it's, definitely.
You know.
Ja, also er hat so ein paar Namen genannt, Sparklehorse oder eben auch Daniel Johnson oder Elliot Smith. Die sind alle viel zu früh gestorben. Und das waren fantastische Musiker, sehr, sehr jung, wie gesagt, als sie gestorben sind und krank und naja, Drogen und so. Und er hat eher, als er eben auch noch getrunken und Drogen genommen hat, so offenbar hat er da auch eine Geschichte, gesagt, ja, okay, vielleicht braucht es das, um Kunst zu schaffen. Aber andererseits, das Leben bringt auch immer wieder Künstler vor und Künstlerinnen, die das auch ohne Drogen schaffen. Und es ist doch so schön, am Leben zu sein. Und das ist letztlich auch der Motor dessen. Also er ist am Leben und wir finden das sehr, sehr schön. So, let's talk about your new album. Begin Again Again. It's just a simple phrase, but it suggests repetition, resilience, maybe even struggle. So tell us about this album. Also dieses Begin Again Again, anfangen wieder und wieder.
I gotta learn it in German. That sounds pretty.
Yeah.
Got a different vibe to it.
Ah, does it?
I like it.
Ah, okay, okay. Das klingt in Deutsch auch ganz gut. Also das ist so eine einfache Formulierung, aber steckt ganz viel drin. Also Wiederholung, auch so widerständig sein. Also Resilienz ist ja das Wort, was wir auch alle jetzt gelernt haben. Und auch das Kämpfen. So, what is it about?
Yeah, well, I think in a way I've been gifted the possibilities to have kind of multiple restarts of my life.
Yeah.
You know, being able to begin again and then again, you know, I don't know. It's just something, I mean, basically the album began with a song called Begin Again. And then I kind of wrote the album around that. I'm not really sure. It was just these songs, which some of them I'd had for a very long time. Some of them I'd, there's two on the album. One I'll play next called Pick Your Worth, and then another one called Please Don't Hurt Yourself Tonight. And both those tracks I'd had since 2018 or 2019. And the Please Don't Hurt Yourself Tonight track, like I always felt it was like quite intense. And then when I was going in to record this album, you know, I had a collection of songs which I'd given to Sid Kemp, who I produced with and did the first album with. You know, and I had these songs, and I guess I wasn't really sure how I wanted them to be. You know, I just knew I wanted to have strings and mainly no guitar, and mainly just build it from like drums, piano, and strings. And yeah, I guess I had these two tracks, and Sid was like, you know, those songs should be on the record. And I literally was like, I didn't know you were allowed to do that, you know? Because Please Don't Hurt Yourself Tonight, I'd wanted to release that for so long, you know? And I just felt like it was, too intense to put out for some reason. But I don't know why I thought that, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, this is like all real. Like this is like all the stuff that I do is all diary entries anyway, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm, very grateful that, you know, for whatever reason, I can just write a lot. And, you know, when I do go through very, intense situations, I'm still writing and still doing this stuff. And I think, I mean, and on this album as well, I taught myself how to play piano.
Yes, I do. You know. Also es ist interessant, weil er sagt, die ältesten Songs sind aus dem Jahr 2018. Also er hat es an einem Beispiel genannt. Also im Prinzip die Idee, der erste Song auf dem Album, den er geschrieben hat, Begin Again Again, war quasi das Motto. Und sein Leben ist ein Leben der Neuanfänge, immer wieder. Und das geht eine Weile. Und deswegen sind eben auch Songs auf dem Album, die weiter zurückgehen. Und bei diesem Song, über den er gesprochen hat, den er auch singen wird, sagt er, der ist der ist zu intensiv. Der gehört ja zu dem Album. Andererseits ist alles, was er tut, natürlich so eine Art Tagebucheintrag. Und dieses Album dokumentiert diese unterschiedlichen Tagebucheinträge. Und deswegen gehört es so zusammen. Und er wollte dann eben auch Sid Camp, mit dem er das Album, der das Album produziert hat, das erste Album auch schon produziert hat, gesagt, ey, mach das mit Streichern und mit Klavier. Er hat sogar für die Aufnahmen zum Studium, im Studio extra noch Klavier gelernt, kurz bevor er aufgenommen hat. Just before the recording, you taught yourself the piano.
Yeah, I had like a week before the album, yeah. Where I like rented a rehearsal room from this band called Girl Ray, if you've heard them, they're based in London. Yeah. But yeah, so I went into this rehearsal room and like the only thing that was there was a piano.
Yeah.
And I just like sat there for like 8 hours a day and I just taught myself how to play a piano. And it's not as if I hadn't played piano before, but my one goal was first of all to learn my own songs on piano, it's a good idea to do that if you're about to record an album. And then another thing was to be able to do the left hand octaves, because I had never been able to do that before. And I just did it. I sat down. There's this artist that I love called Tobias Gesso Jr. Mm-hmm. And he only released one album called Goon. And it's just piano songs and vocals, you know. And I'll play one of his covers, maybe two covers after this. But I listened to his songs and I just learned those chords. And then when I was relearning my own songs from guitar, like transposing it to piano, I realized, you know, oh, like that's that chord that I learned from Tobias's song, you know. Tobias Gesso Jr. He did one album and then basically canceled a tour, I think, and now he just writes, like he writes for Adele and things now.
Really?
He just went into like a pure songwriting.
Yeah.
And it's
okay. Also wieder was gelernt, Tobias Jr.
Gesso Jr.
Also ein toller Songwriter, der nur ein Album gemacht hat. Und der, also die Geschichte war, er hat eine Woche vorher eben wirklich, er konnte schon Klavier spielen, aber die linke Hand, die Oktaven zu, das war noch nicht so sein Ding. Und es war irgendwie, sagt er, finde es schon gut, einfach dann die Instrumente zu spielen, die er auch, ne, also dann auch live spielen zu können und so weiter. Und sie haben ja das meiste verstanden, was er gesagt hat, oder? Genau. Ja, genau, Zustimmung. Weil bevor ich wieder die Hälfte vergesse zu übersetzen, kann man auch sagen, sie haben doch schon alles verstanden. Auf jeden Fall eine sehr, sehr interessante Geschichte. And last question, you went to London, why not Berlin to record this album just for...
I think I just always had this thing with London.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. I mean, I love Berlin. I live here.
That's the right answer.
Hey, who knows? Maybe I record a lot in Berlin.
Yeah, okay.
So
you stay here for a while?
I think so, yeah. Okay. I like Berlin, and I love coming back from tours and things, coming back to Berlin.
That's so good.
I think it's, like this album, I had moved around so much as a kid, and I think Berlin was, for whatever reason, has become this like one place where I've been able to feel okay, like being steady here, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's something I just never really felt like I had before.
So schöne Komplimente für diese Stadt. Er kommt immer wieder gern zurück und möchte gern auch hier bleiben. Das ist sehr, sehr schön. So it's wonderful to hear, and it's wonderful to hear you on the piano with a left hand octave.
Imagine if like I went to play piano and I was just terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we imagine.
That would be.
Okay, also er wird jetzt rübergehen und gleich spielen, aber ich denke bevor, you want to go there now?
I'll do the guitar tracks first and then we'll end with the piano ones.
Okay, also heute bei uns, wir hören danach die Ears. I thought we should listen to the Ears, but maybe afterwards.
Up to you, what would you like to do?
We would listen to you right now and then the Ears. Wir wollten noch die Ears spielen, weil die auch auf seiner Liste sind und wir die auch so lieb haben. So,
okay.
Jay Mahon ist bei uns und geht jetzt rüber und nimmt sich eine Gitarre. Und das Album ist erschienen im Juni und heißt Begin Again Again. Viel Spaß mit Jay Mahon.
Okay, this song is called Begin Again.
past the time. I want to lay right here tonight. So many choices that felt right. And when I leave this room behind, I think of where that life had gone. And when I leave this room behind, I think and think a lot. On the street corner busting rhymes. Lights on Schönhauser never die. Give my life to begin again. Give my life to begin again. We're the same person inside. I never knew my father right. Man, that's the last thing on my mind. I never feel my face though, and I never see my body right. Really, more inside that I cannot hide behind.
Thank you. This is a song called Pick Your Worth.
How much does it have to change for you to come back? I think to myself sometimes, maybe it's gotta do with my worth. People underground, they got no name, but they had life. This is something more than life. Bring it back.
Jay Mahon. Thank you very much. Wir feiern und hören Songs von seinem Album Begin Again Again und hören jetzt nochmal 3 Songs. Herzlich willkommen nochmal, Jay Mahon.
All right, this was one of the singles. It's called The One Thing That Remains. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to do a cover now. It's called Without You. It's by Tobias Gesso Jr. Well, thank you very much for coming tonight and for all who are listening. This will be the last one. This is a song called Hollywood, and this is the song which I would play every day while I was trying to learn piano for the album. So this is it. Thank you.
Looking forward to looking at the city, but I don't know if I could do it, and I don't know if I should, but I think I'm gonna try for Hollywood. I had to find my way by looking at the city, and I don't know if I could do it if they tell me I'm no good, 'cause I think I'm gonna fry. I'm a man, I was brought up right, say my prayers every night since 1995, and I pray God help me, I've done the best I could, but I think I'm gonna die in Hollywood. Got the best advice, go and get a job, but I don't know if I could do it if they tell me I'm no good, but I think I'm gonna try for Hollywood. And somewhere along, and it's never coming back, I don't know if I should do it, 'cause I never understood why everybody lies in Hollywood. But I'm a man, I was brought up right, say my prayers every night since 1995, and I pray God help me, I've done the best I could, but I think I'm gonna try for Hollywood. Yeah, I think I'm gonna try for Hollywood.
Thank you.
Jay Mahon, thank you very much. Wie gesagt, das Album Begin Again Again ist da seit Juni und wir freuen uns sehr, dass er heute da war. Und please stay in Berlin. Don't try for Hollywood. Dankeschön. Thank you very much. I'll try, but stay here.
Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.